Ready? Ready for the big podcast, son?
Yay!
Okay, say hello. Say welcome to our lovely podcast.
Hi, guys. This is Shine.
And this is Michael. And thanks for stopping by your lovely EnglishandKorean.com podcast.
Ooh.
Bravo, bravo. okay, so today we're going to look at the topic that I posted recently. That's called 외국인 친구가 웃는 걸 보고 싶을 때. Why do you think people would laugh? Why do you think your friends, your foreign friends, would smile if you said these things?
내가 이상한 단어를 쓰면은
웃기죠.
그래요? 아니, 웃긴가요?
이상한 거 아니죠. 이상한 것보다 그냥 관용어 외국인 이렇게 조금 독특한 발음으로 이렇게 관용어 아니면 이렇게 속어 같은 거 쓰면은 조금 웃기지 않아요? 똑같이 예를 들면 나는 유한테 샤인한테 뭐 중딩 뭐 그랬을 때 웃었잖아요.
아 맞아요.
비웃었어요. 따뜻한 웃음 소리가 아니었고 비꼬는 비웃음이었어요. A sarcastic laugh.
근데
냉소적인.
저는 그냥 웃음. 발음이 좀 이상하면 그 친구가 뜻이 좀 이상해진다고 좀 야한 뜻으로 들리나 봐요. 제가 어떤 걸 발음하면 그래서 막 웃더라고요. 근데 저 여기서 직접 말할 수가 없어요. 좀 야한 뜻이더라고요. 제가 찾아보니까.
아 그래요?
예를 들어서 somebody said like I'm unique, like you know.
when you talk that way,
yeah
like, a little bit. But you know how it is when somebody says like a foreigner, like maybe that's why people like to watch that show, Misuda, because people kind of find it funny or something or interesting to see foreigners speak Korean. So I wrote a couple of expressions here, for example, like 안습 or 지못미. For expressions that the kids use a lot these days.
Mm-mm.
Can you think of anything else in Korean I should know? Did you see somebody on the site wrote that thing? What was it like? Did you see somebody posted one slang on my site? It helps me learn. I can't remember where that was. But why don't you teach me some more? Can you teach me some Korean slang
Korean
I need
slang?
To know?
Oh, 뽕을 뽑자.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, I think I taught you, right?
Yeah, like to take advantage of something.
Yeah, like, so like for example, and when you go to like buffet, yeah, so 뷔페가 맞아요, 뷔페가 맞아요. Anyhow.
Buffet. We would say when I go to a buffet.
Buffet.
So it's not really 부보다, it's buffet.
우리 쓰면 보면 뷔페, 웨딩 뷔페, 아니 웨딩 뷔페,
그렇죠, 그렇죠. 근데 we just say buffet, not buffet, buffet.
Yeah.
So I went to a buffet.
When I go to buffet,
right.
It is so like many people say like 얘들아 뽕을 뽑자 그런 거 우리가 돈을 낸 만큼 그거에 만큼 많이 먹자
right.
이런 의미에서
Thank you. I'll use that next time. 쓸게요.
네.
How about like 내가 쏜다. 내가 쏠게.
저한테 좀 써요 좀.
일단 돈 벌어야죠. But anyway, what is that in English? How do you think you would say like 내가 쏜다?
내가 쏠게. I will pay. 그게 제일 쉬운 거지만 I will pick up the tab.
Right.
그건 슬랭이 아니잖아요.
I'll pick up the tab or let me get it or it's on me.
Yeah.
It's on me는 수거이지만. Yeah.
It's on me도 수거예요?
네, 수거이죠. 왜냐하면 비유적인, 그러니까, 뭐랄까, 엄밀한 뜻으로 해석되는 것보다 예, 조금
yeah,
특별한
데 가져가는. Like, it's on you.
It's on me.
it's on you, okay?
No,
it's
no
on
way.
You.
No way. Okay, so like I said on my site, somebody, who was it? Teresa posted something and said, 감동 돋아요. That was 처음 들어봤던 거예요.
근데 감동 돋아요는 우리가 좀 많이는 안 쓰는 것 같은데?
새로 나왔나 봐요. 우리 이제
아닌가?
늙었잖아요. 샤인.
아니에요. 제가 얼마나
우리 잘 몰라서
다 알아요. Obligation, Korean obligation도 다 알아요.
You should, if you talk to some kids, like if you spend time with, or if you teach like middle schoolers, or you know, 초딩, you'll learn a lot of new expressions probably. Those kids make all the new, yeah, right. Those kids make all the new expressions, I pump. Alright, so let's go ahead and look at these expressions.
Okay. All right,
so the first one is faux shizzle. Can you say that?
Sizzle.
Faux shizzle.
Faux sizzle.
Shizzle.
어렵죠. 아이고, 지 발음 너무 어려워요.
예, 지 쉽지 않죠. Let's try 동물 one. So say it.
Zoo.
Oh, zoo. 잘하잖아요. Yeah, right.
길어지면 you have to 못해요. Remember,
it's not like in Korean. It's not like 지읒. 그런 발음 아니에요. It's not like 주. Because 주이라고 하면 무슨 의미예요?
주?
유태인.
아 맞아, 유태인.
주이라고 하면 안 되죠. 네. So you have to say in English, it's important to differentiate your J and your Z sounds. We don't hear them as the same. We think of them as very different. Okay. So 우리 듣기엔 주하고 주 많이 달라요. Right? 네. It's like in Korean, you know, you have 디귿 and 쌍디귿.
네.
And 구별 잘 되잖아요.
네.
근데 우리 들었을 때 많이 비슷해요. Like, it's hard for foreigners to tell the difference between 당 and 땅.
그것도 그렇고, 제 친구한테 한국어 처음 가르쳐줬을 때 발, 팔, 빨.
그렇죠.
다 똑같다고.
Well, because we have B and P, but we don't have double B. We have just bar and par. You know what par is?
Like par?
골프, 골프 칠 때, P-A-R. You know, that's like that.
Like what? Par? Pen pal.
Pen pal, yeah, that's it. Just means friend. But yeah, we have those words too, but we can B하고 B 구별 가는데, B하고 쌍 B 구별 안 되죠. 없으니까.
왜 안 돼? 얼마나 쉬운데?
이제 되죠. 그러니까 똑같이 한국 사람들은 네. V하고 B 이렇게 네. 구별 잘 안 되시고,
네.
Z하고 J 가끔 구별 안 되실 네, 때도 있죠.
네. 그리고 네. 우리한테 어려운 게 F랑 F and P.
Right, right. 근데 v 우리 들었을 때 B. P하고 F 완전히 달라요.
네.
F food, food하고 food, food.
그리고 RL.
RL,
그래서,
right.
그래서 Korean people eat rice 하면 안 돼요.
Rice.
Korean people eat rice.
Right,
rice는 right. 무슨 뜻인지 아시나요, 여러분?
먹기 뭘까요? 안 좋은 거. 별로 네, 먹고 싶지 않은 거.
머리에 살고 있는 벌레 있죠? 머리니.
Right, so 조심하세요, 여러분. Don't say, I want to eat some rice.
rice.
Yeah, rice. Okay, anyways. So let's go back to what we're looking at. So 포 시즐, it's just a funny way to say for sure. So when somebody asks you a question and you want to say, 그럼, 물론, then you could say 포 시즐. Okay, but remember, this style is kind of like a rap singer. You sound like a rap singer if you say that. But it's funny. Sometimes 친구 사이에서도 많이 써요, 이런 거. 그냥 장난으로. Okay, let's look at the next one. It's what up?
What up? What up, Michael?
What up, Shine? Okay, so 그렇게 쓰는 거예요. So it's like what's up, except that 이제 what's up 조금 널리 퍼졌으니까 네. 아저씨 아줌마들도 쓰시니까 네. 조금 더 이렇게 젊은들한테 인기 많은 표현이죠.
네.
Right? So for example, like my mom sometimes says what's up. So 우리 어머니 쓰시는 표현 나도 쓰면 안 되죠.
그러니까 what's up이 어디 라고 물어보면 어떻게 대답해야 돼요?
Nothing.
Nothing? 그러니까 nothing special.
Nothing special.
근데 I'm fine 하면 좀 잘못된 표현이라고 대답할 때
I'm fine.
I'm fine. 하는 것보다는 왜냐면
Well, I don't know. Nothing's wrong with that.
Just nothing special and there's so
nothing. Probably people would the most common answer is when somebody says what's up, you say what's up back. 그거 제일 인기 많은 대답이겠죠. 왜냐면 사실 뭐 하냐 물어보는 것보다
네.
그냥 인사예요. What's up? So you say, what's up? Somebody say, what's up, man? You say, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
You what's just up, 억양만 이렇게 대답해주는 억양으로만 바꾸면 돼요. So somebody say, what's up? And you say, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude? Right. Okay, so or you can say, what up?
What up?
What up? What okay, up? Let's look at the next one. This is word.
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 Okay, so this is just another funny way to say 동감이다. Right? 저도 그렇게 생각합니다. But 더 재미있는 표현으로. Right? So if you agree with what somebody just said, you could say word.
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 우와, word. 되게 쉽네요. Word.
Word.
좀 생뚱맞는 것 같아 나한테는 그냥 동감이야 그걸 단어 이렇게 들리는데요?
Well, yeah, sure. But people will be used to it. But if you say this to a foreign friend, you know, they might not expect it. So they might say, what? because they won't expect you to know these expressions. So at first it might not work, right? You might have to say it twice. Because first you'll say, word, and then they'll say, what? And then word. You say, word again.
word.
then the 두 번에 받아들이겠죠. Okay, let's look at the next one. So, 친구한테, 이거 친구한테만 쓰세요. 조금 반말 같은 네. 느낌이니까. 네. So, where are you at?
Where are you at?
Where are you at?
Where are you at?
I'm here. Yep, so that's how you can use that. That's pretty easy, right? Okay, so let's move on to the next one. This is another way to talk about the police. So, okay, yeah, you can say, you can call the police the 5-0.
The 5-0.
Okay, and just remember, don't say 5-0. Okay, 5-0는 아무 의미 없으니까 그냥 꼭 5로 말해야 돼요. 아, 그리고 사실 우리 미국에서 그냥 0, 0 말할 때 우리 보통 그냥 5라고 해요.
맞아요.
0보다. Yeah, so if you say your phone number, people say, what's your phone number? You would say something like, you know, 500 something like, or 500.
like, so, 근데 우린 010 시작하니까 5510.
Right. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
처음부터 시작해도?
You would say, yeah, 011 or 그, 011. 그 They're both the same.
근데 그 호수 있잖아요. 막 103호 이렇게 말할 때는 어떻게 해요? 103호, 105호, 305호 막 이렇게.
아, 자기 집에 대해서 얘기할
네, 그런
때?
거.
Sometimes we say unit이라는 거 붙이면 돼요, 뒤에.
아, 그냥 so, 똑같이 or, 5로
no,
발음하고?
No, we say like unit 105, or you could also say suite 105. 사무실에 대해서 얘기할 때 보통 suite 붙이거든요.
사무실도요?
Yeah. So for example,
it sounds like a suite room, like yeah, a hotel.
yeah, but suite can mean a lot of things, but we use it about offices too. So for example, my dad's office is suite 110.
Suite 110?
Yeah.
Suite 110?
And that's spelled S-U-I-T-E.
그러니까 Suite 110 하면은 그냥 110호라는 거네요.
Right.
근데 Suite 한 다음에 그냥 숫자로 부르면 된다고요?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, or gotcha. You could just say, I live in, it's room 103. You would just say room, too. So, I live in room 105. Or,
105.
Yeah, if you live in the dormitory, you could say, come on up, it's on the fourth floor. It's room 110. 그런 식으로 말해도 돼요.
I live in 301.
Right. Okay. Good. So that's the way you can call the police that. Another thing, another slang word for the police is the heat. So you may have heard the expression, like, the heat is all over me. Sometimes action 영화 보면은 가끔 나오죠.도망가는 깡패 하는 소리죠.
네.
The heat is on us, right? The heat is on. The heat is another word for the police. Okay, so let's go ahead and look at the last one. So, what's your ETA?
What's your ETA?
ETA.
ETA.
Okay, so 약자. 약자라는 것 자체가 영어로 뭔지 아세요?
Abbreviation?
We usually say the abbreviation is that. Yeah, that's abbreviation. We usually just say acronym.
Acronym.
Yeah.
Ah.
So Koreans use a lot of acronyms too. Koreans
yeah,
like
so.
Acronyms.
소녀시대, 소시.
Yeah.
Like, Superjunior,
and 미수다, 미수다, and all those kind
네.
of things.
저는 성스가 좋아요.
What is 완소남? yeah. So in English, those things like that, like UCLA or FBI, CIA, those are all acronyms, right?
네.
Okay, so this one is ETA. What do you think it stands for?
ETA?
Yeah.
어렵네. 뭐 있을까? ETA?
I'll tell you. E means estimated, so 예상, right? Yep. 짐작, your guess, 예측, and time, 시간, 시각, and arrival, 도착, right?
아.
So, right. So what is it?
Yeah, 너는 언제쯤 올 것으로 예상을 하니?
Right. So when you ask somebody, you can just say what's
언제와?
Your yeah, what's your ETA?
What's your ETA?
Yeah, what's your ETA?
What's your ETA?
Good. Yeah, so you can use this. You can try it sometime.
이런 거 정말 많이 써요?
아, ETA 제일 많이 쓰죠. 와. 이 중에서.
와,
제일 많이 예, 제일 많이 쓰는 거 아마 그 마지막에 나온 거. What's your ETA?
그러면 And, 이거 여기 그럼 다 했으니까 혹시 한국말 처음 배울 때 자기가 어떻게 잘못 말해서 사람들이 웃었던 그런 거 있어요? 기억나는 거 있어요?
어우, 많죠. 많죠. 아, 지금 특별히 생각이 나는 거 없지만
네.
그런 거 한두 번이겠어요? 맨날 그런, 그런 사고 냈죠.
근데 제가 그런 거 막 좀 약간 발음 이상하다 뭐라고 하면 막 혼내요. 뭐라고 막 그래 너나 잘해 말해요.
근데
그러는 것 같아요.
사인도 지적을 잘 받지 못하면서
전 지적하는 거 좋아하고 지적 받는 것도 좋아해요.
아, 받는 저도 막 것도 틀리면... 별로 안 좋아하는 것 같은데요.
아니에요. 제 한국어 지적하는 건 별로 안 좋아하지만 영어 지적하는 괜찮아요. Oh, my mother tongue is yeah, Korean, so 저 한국어 좀 잘해요.
Yeah,
어휘도 좋고요.
Well, you know, we were talking about how certain things are important to differentiate in Korean. Well, you know, just like 그런 말도 있잖아요. 그 어아 이렇게 구별해야 되는
네.
그런 수거도 있잖아요. And at first when I started learning Korean, it was kind of difficult for me to differentiate between 어 and 아 right away. So that was one thing. That was one thing that used to be really difficult for me, but I can't remember a specific time.
저번에 제 친구가 한국어로 옛날에 가르쳐줬던 친구가 어떤 페이스북에 사진 같은 걸 보고 나서 막 저한테 이렇게 댓글 달은 게 아, 손발이 오그라든다. 그렇게 썼거든요. 너무 웃긴 거예요. 한국어를 공부한 지 얼마 안 되는 친구인데 귀여웠어요.
All right. Well, I guess that'll do it for this podcast. So, thanks again everybody for stopping by and we'll see you again soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you.
See ya.